Welcome to your Wednesday. If you're just joining us, just tuning in, you're with me, Mike in the Morning, on Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Ballito as we get into the final hour of the show and continue with our Women's Month interviews, introducing you to some of the most interesting and dynamic ladies on the Dolphin Coast. And in the studio with me, I have one such woman. Lianka Dukran is a passionate and seasoned physiotherapist in Ballito with 11 years of experience. Her directive is clear. With a hands-on approach where she actively utilizes evidence-based techniques to care for her patients, she's no stranger to the microphone here on Radio Life and Style. And she's also a specialist in sports focused physiotherapy, working on ensuring optimal and dynamic physical health and strength. And it's great to have her back in the studio on the microphone on a Wednesday morning. Lianka, welcome back to 88FM. How are you doing today?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm excited for our chat because obviously I know you on one level, but we're about to dive deeper right now and get to know a bit more about you as a person with our special Women's Month interview. Are you ready for the questions?
Yes.
Okay.
Bring it on.
Let's dive in. So as a successful woman in business yourself, I want to know if you have any secret productivity hacks or morning routines that keep you energized throughout the day.
Alrighty, so let's get your hands in the air and we're going to reach for those dreams, everybody.
Okay.
So we're going to go as high up as you can, reach as high as you can, nice morning stretch, and say, I'm going to grab it today. I'm going to get that goal.
Woo! Yeah, I'm going to grab it today. I'm going to get those goals. Is this what you do every day?
Yes.
So this is your, is that the answer to the question?
Don't come to my bedroom.
Okay.
So a little bit of movement to start your day is fabulous. So whether that is just going for a walk, nice stretch routine, playing with your dogs, dancing in the morning, you want to get those endorphins going. You want to get that circulation rising. So a little bit of movement in the morning.
Movement is medicine. There you go.
100%.
I love that. So you're starting your day with some motion. And while we're keeping things moving and positive, I want to know, in your opinion, what your top three qualities are that you have that have contributed the most to your success in business and in life.
Okay, so we are going to punch forward, guys. So you are going to make a fist, okay, and we're going to punch across your screen. So if you're watching this, you're just going to punch. We're going to do a little bit of punching, and that's because we need to roll with the punches in life, right?
Okay.
So everything in life is thrown at you for a reason. So a couple of years ago, I had invested in a business and I lost a hell of a lot of money. So 1.6 million rand to be exact.
And that's a punch. That's a gut punch.
Huge punch. But I believed in myself and I showed up every day. So that's my second thing is one is to roll with the punches. Two is to believe in yourself. And three is to show up. Despite all odds, you need to keep showing up and eventually you'll get there. So today I stand in my power and my truth that I am a successful woman. I do believe in myself and I have confidence in who I am and what I do.
Boom. There you go. Mic drop. That's awesome. Resilience, self-belief, and showing up. I think anyone listening to this, if you take those on board and roll with them from today, you're going to be strong heading into the next slice of this year. And Lianka, obviously we know you're a pro in your field. But I want to know, what one skill or talent do you wish that you had outside of business?
All right. So let's all do a silly dance. So we're just going to give it a go, give it some motion, all of that. So you can see I have no dance skill. Not at all.
I mean, you could have lied. No one can actually see. I'll tell you.
Go to my Facebook Live. You'll see. No dance skill. So I wish I had that. But again, as long as you're moving and you are excited and it makes you happy, who really cares what you look like, right? I wish I had more skill in that area. And the second thing is I wish I had some cooking skills. So my husband does all the cooking.
Wow. You're a lucky lady.
But I am the crazy person that will enter a cooking show. So I did. With no cooking skills. So I wish I had more, but practice makes perfect, so I'm going to keep cooking.
There you go. Don't give up on that dream. And I want to find out, finally, you know, obviously we are halfway, or more than halfway through this year. It's been an interesting last couple of years with all the punches we've had to roll with, as you said. How do you handle stress and stay positive during challenging times in your journey, whether it's business or life?
So this has been so interesting for me. So I did say a little bit about my story earlier. So I've adopted a yes approach. So I say yes to everything. As long as it doesn't cross any ethical barriers for me, I say yes to everything. And it's taken me to such weird and wonderful places. And it's all about stepping out of that comfort zone, right? So it's something that you ordinarily would say no to. I'm like, yes, let's show up, let's do this. And I've gone to interesting places, met interesting people. And it's, again, just showing up for yourself and good things will come. So I've said yes for almost 2 years now. And it's been incredible.
No going back. Keep with the yes, the year of yes, the many years of yes. And Lianka, for those that are listening to this and saying, yes, this sounds like the kind of lady I'd like to be talking to when it comes to getting myself sorted out in terms of reaching a place of physical health and strength and range of motion, how can folks get in touch with you at your physiotherapy practice?
So you can get in touch on our socials, or you can find us at Regency House in Bolito. And from October, I will also be opening a practice in Salt Rock. So that's at Village Health, just across from Amshlali School.
Very exciting. Cool new developments, you see. So we'll definitely need to have a chat again very soon and find out how things are going with that exciting new chapter. And in the meantime, it's been really cool connecting with you and getting to know a little bit more about Lianka Dukrin, the dynamic woman in business. And looking forward to having another chat on radio soon and to getting moving, getting the North Coast moving. What do you say?
I love it.
Thanks for being my guest, Lianka.
Thank you.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style.